Family, starring Leon Janney, presented by Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Tall, dark, handsome, looks like... Well, Kitty,
no,
I'm not going.
Oh, but the music started and your date's downstairs.
I tell you, I won't go down with my face looking like this. I won't.
Kitty, listen, sweetie pie, take it easy.
A Woodbury facial cocktail will make your complexion look like a million in no time. Come on, let me show you.
Yes, a Woodbury facial cocktail for your skin is the first step to a romantic evening. To make your complexion glow and sparkle, try this quick skin cleansing with Woodbury Facial Soap. First, smooth the rich lather of Woodbury soap over your face. Pat it in briskly, then rinse. In 2 minutes, soiled makeup and grime are washed clear of your skin. And famous Woodbury soap does it gently, without irritation. You know, Woodbury is no ordinary harsh beauty soap. It's a true skin soap, a real beautifier. So get Woodbury today and take a Woodbury Facial Cocktail like so many glamorous deaths do. Woodbury is only 10 cents a case. And now here's Leon Janney as Richard Parker.
It's a known fact. You grow older every day, older and sometimes wiser. First you begin to realize you're older, and next you start to look at things in an older way. Adult, I mean. Even begin to think about people with a different kind of a claim. That was why I got so curdled the other night. My mother was talking to me about a date I had.
Why, Richard, you're wearing a good blue suit. I thought you were just going to move in.
Oh, I am, Mother. But I'm taking Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I could have worn my tux.
To the movie?
Well, you can laugh, but this town needs higher social standards. I bet in New York they wear them. But Crystal says... Well, anyway, smart people don't go to the movies in New York. They go to nightclubs.
Oh.
Crystal says they have so many of them, you can go from one to another all night and not get home till morning. And photographers take pictures of your date, if she's a glamour girl like Crystal.
Now, Richard, listen to me.
No, now, wait, Mom. Every time I start to talk about Crystal, you always choke me off. People in this town just don't understand a girl like her.
Well, don't tell me we're in for another session of Crystal dating.
Now, you keep out of this, Nancy. He had half as much glamour as Crystal.
You mean as much as she thinks he has?
Oh, is that so?
Hey, Helen.
What?
Where's my woolen muffler?
Walter, you're not going out tonight with that cold. I thought you were in bed.
Yes, I was. But I got to wondering if Laura had mailed that Maxwell bib. So I called her up at home, and sure enough, she hadn't. I'll have to take it myself.
Clear to Lincoln's room?
Yes. Dad, you said I could have the car.
Well, I can't help it, Richard. Now, this is business. That bid has to be in Maxwell's hands before midnight.
Midnight?
Yes.
Oh, that's silly.
Yes, Walter. You know very well he won't look at the bid before morning, and tomorrow's Saturday.
But that's not the point, Helen. The deadline for bids is midnight tonight.
But, Dad, I've got a date.
I don't want any more arguments. Now, Helen, if you can get me that muffler.
No, Walter.
Huh?
You'll be down with pneumonia.
This
is going out anyway. You can take the bid to Mr. Maxwell. Where is it?
It's on my desk. Laura thought I'd be back.
Well, think nothing of it, Dad. Crystal and I'll go to a movie in Lincolnville. Bet even in New York you don't drive 30 miles to see a picture. Now, give me the keys to the office. And don't you worry. I'll lay the bid in Mr. Maxwell's lap.
Here, Dad. Drink this. Mother fixed it for you.
What is it?
Not lemonade.
Oh.
Oh, I wish you'd go up to bed.
I'm not going to bed until I hear from Richard. Something got this stuff boiling.
Well, that's why it's so good for you.
We keep on staying downstairs, Walter. I'll put this blanket over you.
Oh, that's wrong.
All right. Confound it, Helen, why I could have been to Lincolnsville and back and in bed by this time.
Not unless you've been flying, Dad.
No.
Now, look, why don't you two just lean back and relax?
What do you mean, you too? Your mother doesn't care about the bid.
Oh, yes, I see, dear. Now, this Richard hasn't taken that girl.
By Helen.
He hasn't been himself since the day he met her. What? Sitting around reading those New York magazines.
No, fiddlesticks. He's no different than he is with any new girl. Only this time it's what he calls glamour.
That's just it. He's made him think all the boys and girls he knows are childish.
He's being a man of the world. Haven't you noticed how he goes around trying to act like Herbert Marshall? And I'll tell you something about his grammar gal.
Uh-huh.
The night when Richard had his party, Crystal's mother thought she was here.
Hmm.
She was out somewhere with Noel Canfield.
Hmm? How do you know that?
Because I heard Noel asking Richard not to tell Crystal's mother.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. How do you do? Helen, why didn't you put your foot down on him taking this girl out?
But you can't do that to the boy, Richard, Dave.
What? His age? He's not dry behind the ears yet.
Tonight, I thought we'd drop in at the second show, Crystal, and afterwards we could have a bite. At the drugstore. Supper and Sarah, the engine sounds funny. I wonder if I'm running out of gas.
Oh, surely not.
We hadn't gone so far out of our way, I'd have had enough.
Yeah, I thought you'd like going a longer ride.
My dear girl, of course I wanted to go by the river road if you did. Man likes a woman to be unpredictable.
Mm.
That's part of her glamour, I guess.
Am I glamorous, Richard?
Definitely. But definitely. What other girl would think of driving miles out of our way just to look at a certain place along the river?
I thought you might be mad at me for that, Richard. When I said I didn't want to stop after all.
Heck no. I mean, I understood perfectly. All those cars parked along there.
The last time I was out there, there wasn't a car around.
If I can coast down this hill. If there's one thing that makes me sick, it's a crush party in a car.
Yes. Imagine. You know, you're the smoothest boy I've ever met.
In New York and everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Hot stuff. I better pull over the side so nobody will hit us. Yeah.
And Noel said you were crude.
Noel can't feel why the... Don't give him a second thought, my dear girl. He thinks he panics women.
Well, his mind is the habitat of yours.
Oh. The folks didn't hear you say that. Oh, gosh, look. I hate to leave you here alone, Crystal, but I gotta hike down to the next gas station.
After going to all that trouble to run out of gas?
Well, nobody but a girl like you would take it as a joke. Most girls would be sore than a black eye.
Somebody will come along pretty soon and get a ride. Got to go and wait, silly.
Oh, I can't. I've got to get Dad's bib to Lincolnville. You turn up your coat collar and keep warm. I'll probably get a lift back.
Hello? Mr. Maxwell? Oh, this is Walter Parker. Oh, I'm fine. I got a little cold, that's all. Yes, sure. I'm sorry to call you at home at this hour, but I just wanted to check with you. I suppose my son's been there with that bid of mine. What? No, he wouldn't leave it at the plant. I asked him to give it to you personally. No, I'm not worried about him. He's very dependable. Yes, but just ask him to phone me when he leaves your house, will you? Yes, thanks very much. Goodbye. Confound that kid.
Now, you take this question of priority, Crystal. You look. Am I boring you?
Not at all.
Well, I've had to go into priorities a lot. I'll probably have to take over a lot of the detail from my father. A ruling from Washington, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Hmm? So, look, Crystal, can you move over a little and just crowd my arm? And if we could skid or anything.
Richie, I have something in my eye.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'll pull up and turn on the dome light. The switch is over there by you. So, let's see.
Right here in the corner.
Well, open your eyes wide. Gosh, your eyelashes are long. That's funny that it's dark, too, and your hair's blonde. Oh, lean your head back. Don't see anything. I'd better get out the flashlight.
Oh, never mind. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, it does, too. You want to go around tomorrow with one eye all bloodshot?
Yes.
Hold still. Now, look over this way. God.
I don't want to lie down again, Helen. And there's no excuse for Richard. No excuse at all.
You might at least wait until he gets home and hear what he has to say.
Uh-huh.
Only your cold that makes you so irritable.
I'm not irritable. Why do you always take his part? No wonder he lets me down on an important thing like delivering this bid while he sits parked in the car somewhere.
Walter.
Well, that's what you're thinking yourself, isn't it? You women mollycoddle boys until they have no sense of responsibility whatever.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yes, it is, Helen. And just so you can't trust kids out of your sight these days. But this is the end of it. From now on, I'll have something to say. I'm going to tell him in plain English.
Dad, you Why, Mom?
Why didn't you call me up?
Because you didn't have any money.
What? No money.
I ran out of gas and had to spend every cent I had on me. Couldn't even go to the movies.
But you did get to Mr. Maxwell for the bid, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Oh, and Dad, Mr. Maxwell said a lot of swell things about you, how conscientious you were and what good work you always did. Gosh, we had a regular session about you. Well, Crystal sat out in the car. Where's Nancy?
Well, she's gone to bed long ago.
Why? Because, look, she was right about Crystal, but if I tell her so, she'll rip me as long as I live.
What do you mean, son?
Well, at first she was swell. When I told her we couldn't go to the movies, she said movies bored her anyway, and she'd rather just ride around. Then on the way home, she got something in her eye. What do you think?
What?
Well, when I tried to get it out for her, I found out she had foamy eyelashes pasted right on. Well, she saw them. Here, she made me bring her right home.
Well,
now, you wait, Mom. That's not all. Now, I wanted to go in and explain to her mother why I kept Crystal out so late. Boy, that was the payoff.
What was?
She wouldn't let me. She said what your folks didn't know about where you went and what you did wouldn't hurt them. How do you like that?
Well, I must
imagine you two sitting around thinking I'd be out doing anything I'd be ashamed to come home and tell you.
Well, Richard, I don't know just what...
Walter, there's no need to say anything.
No, there sure isn't. Oh, and unless you want to pay me back for that gas I bought.
Well, why, sure, son.
And maybe Mom could whip us out some hot chocolate.
Yes.
Boy, was it ever cold driving tonight.
Well, girls, how's the Christmas shopping going? Say, I've got a grand idea for you. A Christmas gift that'll make your beau think lovingly of you every day for months. Get him the new 1941 Woodbury Gift Box for a Gentleman. It's handsomely designed in cedar brown and beige. And every grooming aid a man could want is contained in this smart Woodbury gift box. I'll list them for you. There's a big tube of Woodbury shave cream, a man-sized bottle of aftershave lotion, also a tin of Woodbury aftershave powder in a neutral shade to blend with the skin, and finally, two big firm cakes of Woodbury soap. Now there's the kind of a gift a man really goes for, and its value, too. You get all five grooming aids beautifully boxed, for less than you could buy these five items separately. This Christmas, give the man in your life the Woodbury Gift Box for a Gentleman at better dealers everywhere. Next Sunday night, right after Walter Winchell, you're invited to listen to another story in the life of the Parker family, starring Leon Jenny. The sponsors of this program also invite you to listen to The Adventures of the Thin Man, a half hour of mirth and mystery which comes to you every Wednesday evening. Consult your newspaper for time and faces. This program has been brought to you by the makers of Woodbury Facial Soap, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. Hugh James speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.